23rd and on Christmas Eve. And then on, what am I thinking? We've got tonight, of course, we've got lessons and carols online, and then on Christmas Eve again at 5 o'clock we have our online kind of crib service we've entitled The Journey. So do tune in and encourage others to do so as well. We're trying our best to remember that it's still Christmas in the midst of all that's going on.
When the Lord comes, he will bring to light the things now hidden in darkness and will disclose the purposes of the heart. Therefore, in the light of Christ, let us confess our sins. Turn to us again, O God, our Saviour, and let your anger cease from us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Show us your compassion, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Your salvation is near for those that fear you, that your glory may dwell in our land. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Redeemer, who prepared the Blessed Virgin Mary to be the mother of your Son, grant that as she looked for his coming as our Saviour, so we may be ready to greet him when he comes again as our Judge, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Reading from the second book of Samuel. Now, when David the king was settled in his house, and the Lord had given him rest from all his enemies around him, the king said to the prophet Nathan, "See now, I'm living in a house of cedar, but the ark of God stays in a tent." Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that same night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. "Go and tell my
angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. And he will be great, and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her, who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." are to use that freedom wisely. But at the same time, Christmas comes to tell us that God's business is quite often different from the business as usual that we would have hoped. So as Christmas closes in, the last word for Advent I would like to offer is openness. For there is no doubt that one of the hardest tasks that we face in life is to be open and to accept what God has in store for us. That task can be also the most richest and rewarding. So in light of yesterday's news, what will Christmas be like for us this year? What will it mean? What will it look like for the Lord to be born and for us to know him as a child, as a human being, in the light of whatever life throws at us? What will it be like for us to realise that God has kept his promise and come to this world and to each and every one of us? Finally, we can only open ourselves and seek both the grace to hear and to respond, saying, "Let it be with me according to your will." Amen.
Sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. Let us pray. O Lord, God of hosts, who is as mighty as you? The heavens are yours, the earth also is yours, the world and all that is in it. We pray for our world, for all peoples everywhere, the leaders of all nations, for Elizabeth, our Queen, and all in her government, for all who work in diplomacy, crossing borders and finding solutions to common problems. We pray too for those who seek to alleviate the suffering of others. We pray this your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
God of David, who was worshipped on hilltops, in tents and in temples, we pray for the church around the world. As we focus and meditate on Mary, the mother of Jesus, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we pray for the work of the Mothers' Union across the Anglican Communion, for all their mission and ministry amongst women. Here at St Mary's, we pray for Matthew and Lynn as they lead us through a uniquely challenging Advent and Christmas, and ask that they might find some peace and rest over the Christmas holiday. We pray for everyone who makes up our church family, those who enable our worship to happen, those who run and lead the church, and all those who come to this holy place physically or virtually to seek and glorify God. Lord, in your mercy. God of Israel, you made yourself known by identifying with a people. We pray for all people living amongst us in our community. This week we pray for the residents of Osborne Avenue. We pray too for all affected by the new Christmas restrictions announced yesterday, especially those in Tier 4 in the southeast. We pray for all mothers-to-be and any babies that will be born over this Christmas time, and for all who support them through this joyful and challenging time of their lives. We pray for the lonely and those living alone, for those who will now be spending Christmas alone and they had plans to spend it with others. We ask that they might know your love in their time of need. Holy Spirit, inspire us. Give us the courage and grace to reach out to those who need us, to give our time and lend an ear to anyone who needs a friend. Help us to serve you by serving each other. Lord, in your mercy. Strength and courage to all who need it, and let your healing spirit be felt amongst us. From our parish, we pray by name for George Brown, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heathy, Jennifer Mudd, Christine Oates, Margaret Tomlinson, Martin Hatton, Ian May. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
O Lord, we remember how short our time is. Who can live and never see death? Who can escape the power of Sheol? As our year draws to a close, we pray for all members of our church who've lost a loved one this year, and commit to your care all who have died. We remember too those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Betty Archer, Samantha Wood, Harry Allen, Thomas Hayes,
through Jesus Christ your Son. He is the one foretold by all the prophets, whom the Virgin Mother bore with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist was his herald and made him known when at last he came. In his love, Christ fills us with joy as we prepare to celebrate his birth, so that when he comes again, he may find us watching in prayer, our hearts filled with wonder and praise. And so with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your glory and join in their unending hymn of praise.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God, our hearts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the heights. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the heights.
Accept our praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. And as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord. Christ is the bread of life. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, Lord Jesus, until you come in glory. Accept through him, our great High Priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit. Inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessed be
God, and glory and power be yours forever.
Pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
We break this bread to share